At Dhamma Yana Rama. So welcome and thank you all for your patience for waiting for me while I was shaving my head. Yes, so it's an exercise in being here in the present basically. So my glasses are still, they still have water in them because I washed them as well, so they can see them more clearly. I can see the people in front of me more clearly. So basically, do we normally chant the Metta Sutta first?
Yes.
Okay, let's do that. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud or demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be happy. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they're weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be happy. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another, even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, free from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding, by not holding to false views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being free from all sense desires, is not born again into this world. So in terms of instructions, so would you like instructions for about 5 or 10 minutes and then half an hour of silence, is that right? And then in the last 15 minutes, a Dhamma talk, would that be suitable or something more, or something that is different would that be suitable? Yeah, or what is the routine here, basically, in terms of the structure of this evening?
The routine has changed a bit over the weeks or months or whatever.
Yeah. How many minutes of silence would you like? That is the main thing. Half an hour or 40 minutes?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Yeah. And remember to have fun. Remember to have fun. So basically, we chanted the Metta Sutta, the discourse on loving kindness. So this is one of my favorite discourses by the Buddha, because not does it only encourage all of us to cultivate the emotion, the mind state of loving kindness, also known as kindness, as friendliness, of goodwill, as goodwill, such a wholesome mind state. But there are also other qualities as well to cultivate that the Buddha recommends. So for me, it's a complete teaching. Other qualities of basically being contented and being easily satisfied and not proud or demanding in nature. Such wholesome qualities that we can actually develop in this lifetime. To the best level, to the a level that we're comfortable with, to the best of our ability. As a result, I love this this sutta, this discourse. But basically, because you've been waiting for me so patiently, without any ill will, with so much metta, I will reward you. And so that those who be grumpy for me for being late will actually forgive me. And cheer their mind up immediately. Okay, and so what you call an alligator wearing a stack hat, wearing a construction site hat.
Safety
tube. Nice try. No, I actually mixed up two puns in one. I remember the pun now. What you call a python wearing a hard hat? What do you call a python wearing a hard hat? A boa constrictor. Well, that cheered me up basically, and so I can actually because I'm relaxed now, I can give the meditation instructions. So you all five of us here are not new to meditation. So meditation is about letting go, not about gaining things, about putting things down. So this is the aim of this evening, to put things down. So please dim the lights, if that's possible. Sadhu, thank you. So please find a comfortable position. One where we're comfortable, yet alert. Is our posture comfortable? My calf muscles are a bit tight, so I'm going to just move my legs a little bit. Be aware of the soles of the feet on the carpet. Feel the heat. The texture of the skin against the fibers of the carpet. The different sensations of hardness and softness, depending on which part of the foot is on the floor. What do the top of the feet feel like? Do you feel the breeze from the fan on the skin of the feet? Are the ankles comfortable? Can you feel the sheens at all? For me, it's a feeling that's just above neutral. So I can feel the sheens, but they're not very noticeable. Now I've just had a shower, and so I can feel the heat escaping from my shins. And to feel the neutral feeling in the tendons of the Achilles, known as the Achilles tendons. Just a neutral feeling for me. Not pleasant, not unpleasant. Hardly noticeable, the Achilles tendons. And how about the bulk of the calf muscles? Mine are tight around the outer edges because I've been doing a lot of walking today. A lot of walking meditation and just exercise around the monastery. And some work in weight raking this morning. And I can feel the heat escaping in the calf muscles. I can't do anything about the tension in my calf muscles. This is best I can do to relax them. Just by letting them be. Find the best posture for my calf muscles. And can we feel the smoothness of our kneecaps? And those who have long pants on, the warmth as well of the kneecaps. And how about the underside of the knees, the back of the knees? Are they sweaty or just right, nice and dry? And warm, but not too warm. And what do the front of the thigh muscles feel like? The bulk of the quadriceps. They're very large muscles. Can you feel your hips at all? their mind quite comfortable, pleasant. How about the hamstrings, the other side, the back of the thighs, contacting the seat? Warmth. Pressure. And slightly tighter for me on the left hand side. Let's journey through sweeping, scanning the body. Our job is simply to follow along, putting all our attention on each part of the body as I guide you through. And how about the buttocks? I can definitely feel the warmth on the seat. And my left buttock cheeks are tighter, more noticeable than the right one. Let's now move up the spine of the lower back. I can feel some tension in the lower back, the spine and on either side, and some pressure against the back of the chair. Slightly pleasant. The middle back. How does it feel for you? The middle spine and on either side. For me, almost neutral. Noticeable, but just slightly. The upper back. More tension. The back of the neck, the sides of the neck, the shoulders. The tension is relaxing in the shoulders. How do your shoulders feel? Let's move our awareness now to the tummy and the belly. Relax the belly so that we can breathe normally. And by doing so, helps to calm the mind. How about the chest? If there's any tension, please relax the chest. Allowing it to expand, rising and falling, expanding, contracting. Can we feel the warmth at the front of the neck? if there's any tension, the issue is kindness to relax this area. If our posture of the is here, if the head is forward, then this area may be tight. So maybe just put the head back a little bit. Relax the front of the neck. How do the upper arms feel? Mine are slightly pleasant. And the elbows. And the forearms. We're resting the forearms on our body. We can feel the heat where the forearms contact the body. Our hands, softness of the palms, the level of warmth, and contrast this to the back of the hands, harder, not as warm. And can we feel our nails of the hands? Go back to the tummy. Make sure it's nice and soft. Let's move our awareness now, our attention, to the top of the head. Can we feel the point at the top of our head? Because I've just shaved my head, I've got a bald head. So I can feel it quite easily. It feels shiny. Feel smooth. Heat is escaping from it. How about the back of the head? I can feel the heat, the warmth, and the size of the head. Softness of the ears. The warmth escaping from our ears. Can we feel our forehead, our forehead? Smooth out those lines in the forehead, those frown lines. Can we feel our eyebrows? And what do the eyes feel like? Are they heavy? Or light? Or in between? Tired? Or awake? The warmth of the nose, outside and inside, or maybe it's cold for you. The facial cheeks, any itches? The dryness? Or wetness, smoothness of the lips, their softness. And how about chinny chin chin? Is it neutral for you, the feeling? Or maybe pleasant, or if there's an itch, slightly unpleasant. Where's our attention now? If it's moved away from the body, that's okay. Simply bring it back gently. No need to have any ill will. Be in this moment. At peace. Be kind. Be gentle. Go back to the belly, relax, check your overall posture from head to toe, any area that is still tight. If you can correct your posture, do so to relax that area. If not, let's learn to be contented. Contented and easily satisfied, as in the Metta Sutta. Smile gently. This will help our heart, our mind to also smile. What a beautiful, beautiful space we have in this hall. Five beautiful beings. We're letting our inner beauty out into this environment of this room. We're radiating kindness and joy. Relax. How does the breath feel? Simply watch it. The inflow and the outflow of air. Is there a difference in the temperature of the air going in and the air coming out? Can we feel the air brushing against the sides of the nostrils? Is the in-breath longer or shorter than the out-breath? If the mind inclines towards the breath at the nostrils, continue to watch the breath here. Otherwise, watch the breath in a place that's comfortable for you, such as maybe the tummy rising and falling. Observe it, watch it, befriend it, where it's most comfortable for you, maybe even the chest. No forcing, only kindness, as in the Metta Sutta. Friendliness, kindness, loving kindness, love, goodwill. For the next 15 minutes, I'll be silent. Continue to watch the breath where it's comfortable for you. Enjoy this time. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, but simply to watch the breath with contentment. enjoy the last few moments. What's the breath like now? What's the mind like? Can we feel peace in the mind? Even just a little, that's good enough. Appreciate this peace. Smile. Feel this peace. Soften the belly. Breathe normally. Kindness. Love. Friendliness. Goodwill. Joy. Peace at heart. Repeat the following phrase silently. Say it and mean it. Feel the peace. May I be happy. Embrace the peace, the kindness, smile. Say the following silently. Say it and mean it. May all beings be happy. Relax the belly. I will sound the gong 3 times. After the 3rd sound, please gently open your eyes to end this evening's beautiful meditation. I can see 2 smiles. I'm smiling. Lorenz is trying to smile. And Andre is smiling as well. We're all smiling. Kindness does work. Kindness is beautiful. Kindness is contagious. I'd like to tell a story. There's two people. One person is very optimistic, very proactive, has initiative. This person goes to the local center of spirituality. To offer food once a week to the two monks there. Why does this person do that? Because this person loves to give. This person experiences joy and wants to give because it's become a habit, a good habit. At the end of the day, this person writes down that good deed they've done today of giving. Just sit down in their diary. This person also gives in other ways. Smiles at strangers on the street. Does not expect anything in return. Does not expect a smile back. This person smiles at strangers because this person wants to. This person wants to smile because this person is happy at heart and wants other people to smile too, to feel the joy of this life. So this person at the end of the day writes that down, smiling at strangers. This person also helps family members, goes to support their grandson. Playing footy. Why? Because this person would like the grandson to be happy. End of the day, this person writes that down also, attended grandson's footy final. Why? Because this person wants to. Because it brings joy to this person's heart. Not because this person has to. Okay, another person. Person number two. Sit at home. It's a bit overweight. Feeling sorry for oneself. Just want to move because the body's aching. Life is so boring. All the TV programs are so boring. People have suggested, friends and family members, go out in the sun, go for a walk around the garden, smell the roses. Exercise. The endorphins will make the mind feel good. Exercise promotes circulation. Help the joints, the muscles. Get rid of waste. But because this person is a certain mind state, stuck in this mind state, don't know any other way to be. Friends, Jess, how about you come with me to the center of spirituality? Come, join the seniors group there. Be around people who have initiative, who learn to cultivate kindness and patience and generosity. But this person can't be bothered because they feel bad, they feel crap, not motivated. So what does this person do at the end of the day? Turn off the TV and have a restless night of sleep. They don't sleep very well because the body is aching and the mind's not very pleasant to be with. Unfortunately, this person, despite so much encouragement from family and family, friends, neighbors, to go to centers such as this one of spirituality, learn to give, learn to be kind. First to oneself. And then one can be kind to all beings, all those around us. This person doesn't really love themselves. They're in a rut. You need a kick in the bottom, but that may not even help as well. At the end of each day, there's nothing for them to write in a diary. Maybe there are actually. Because if we look, we can always find something to write about that's good during the day. Maybe the body ached, but it didn't ache as much as yesterday. That's positivity. That's good quality to cultivate. Or this person fed the dog That's a kind act. So this person could have written, fed dog. Dog was happy. Or this person could have gone out to the garden. Or even they didn't. They sat there and looked at the roses from inside. They could have written, saw beautiful roses from inside. That's good enough. That's something good that they've done for this heart, this mind. But unfortunately, they didn't take the initiative to write it down, to see the goodness in themselves as well. These two people are about the same age. They die on the same day. With the first person who's led a good life, a life of kindness, they've learned giving. They've learned awareness of the mind. Every night, they will look at that diary of theirs and smile at all the good deeds they've done that day. And before they pass away, they're not afraid because they know they actually use this life to the best of their ability to cultivate good qualities and abandon unwholesome ones. The second person haven't learned to cultivate the joy by reflecting on their good deeds from that day. So this the second person is likely to be afraid of death because they've wasted this life as a human being, very precious, to make good use of it, cultivate good qualities, abandon unwholesome ones. But it's not too late. Even old tricks, even old dogs can learn new tricks. So how about make the determination? Be the first person, even though I'm 80, it doesn't matter. From now on, I'm going to be more proactive. Even if I feel crap, I'm going out to the garden to water the plants, to smell the roses. I'm going to feed my dog and give it as much love as I can. I'm going to hug my dog and feel the softness of the fur. I'm going to smile at the neighbor for the first time, even though I feel crappy inside. I'm going to go along to the center of spirituality and be with the seniors, the kind seniors, those who've learned kindness or learned kindness, and the art of generosity and of patience, of letting go. Of thinking beneficially, having right view. So, which person would you like to be? The first or the second? It's never too late to be the first person, even if you're the second person right now. And also very important, this tonight we learned about kindness. We use that meditation to relax the body and watch the breath with kindness. And we felt the peace in the mind. Even if it's just a little bit, we appreciated it. And we use that peace to feel the kindness in our heart. And we wished ourselves happiness and really meant it because we deserve it. Everyone deserves happiness. So we felt the love, the peace once more in the heart. And then we wished all beings, including our worst enemy, happiness. May I be happy. May all beings be happy. And when we feel this peace, this kindness, this love, this friendliness, this goodwill, we can easily forgive. We forgive ourselves first. We are not perfect, but we're not good enough. We have the ability to abandon unwholesome mind states and cultivate wholesome mind states. We have the ability. Old dogs can learn new tricks too. We forgive ourselves first, and then we forgive all other beings, regardless of what they've done to us. Whether they're right or wrong, it doesn't matter. We forgive all beings when we feel this peace, this love, this kindness. So let's forgive as well. Another quality to cultivate, very important, forgiveness. When we know kindness, we think it can forgive. All situations, all people, all beings. Parting words. May I be happy. May all beings be happy. Smile.